RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the new Kia Ceed SW plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Darren Farrell, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin. And let's start with some rugby news, because Irish international and Lion Tadhg Furlong has been speaking for the first time about his decision to agree a new one-year deal with the IRFU. Now, there was a lot of surprise at the time that the Leinster front row did not sign on for a longer period. He is, after all, widely regarded not only as one of our best players, but one of the best tight head props in the world. And last week, he was named on the Lions squad for the tour to South Africa. Now, speaking at a Vodafone launch, media launch, he admitted there was a longer offer on the table. But at this stage, he was happy to take a year and reappraise the situation next year.
The one-year deal probably suited me best for a number of reasons, really. But what I would say is, you know, I'm very happy where I am playing rugby. I'm very happy in Leinster. I'm very happy in Ireland. I'm well looked after in terms of, you know, not only game management, but like relationship with physios, coaches, how we want to play. You know, there's a good group of us now who kind of came through the academy together, and we're going to kind of get that to that 27 to 29, 30 age bracket. So, look, I'm very happy where I am. I signed a year because it kind of suited me more than anything, really, and see where we are again next year. Look, I suppose there is the element of risk in it from my point of view in terms of injury or selection or performance, etc. But I suppose you just have to get on with it, don't you? And if you start thinking like that, you're in trouble.
Yeah, more on that story on the RTE Sport website. In soccer, Manchester City are the Premier League champions. And this comes as a result of Manchester United's 2-1 defeat to Leicester City. It's a third title for them in 4 years. Big win there as well for Leicester last night, because it's a huge step towards Champions League football next season. But let's hear from the City manager. It's Pep Guardiola.
Relief. Incredible. Happy for many, many people. So it's a massive achievement for the massive contenders and opponents we had in this league, in difficult lockdown, and for everyone knows. So yeah, incredible, satisfied. The league is every day. So in cups, in knockout games, everything can happen. But the league is every day, and we did it incredible. So.
Southampton came from a goal down last night to beat Crystal Palace 3-1. More problems, I'm afraid, for Waterford FC. They've given notice to the FAI that they will not be able to fulfil their upcoming game away to Sligo Rovers on Saturday. There's a positive COVID case within the squad. Now, the Camogie Association has decided to overturn its schedule for next season after the clubs voted for a split season between club and county. And this means the intercounty teams will play the league and championship first, and then the attention turns to the club. A really tight vote, though, 53-47%, and we'll have a lot more on this story in the next hour. Claire Cryan reached the final of the 1 metre springboard final at the European Championships last night. She finished in 8th place, and she'll be back in action again at the weekend. There's coverage of those finals in the Netherlands on the RTE Player for the next 2 weeks. The British Golf Masters gets underway at the Belfry this morning. 5 Irish players in the field, including Niall Carney, who did so well in the Canaries at the weekend. Alessandro De Marchi will lead the peloton on day 5 of the Giro. Dan Martin, 2 minutes and 8 seconds adrift of the leader, 21st overall. Nicholas Roach, 65th. And finally, horse racing in Dundalk today. The first race gets underway at 4:30.